This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Passengers can ride the RTD's buses and trains for free starting this July and August under a plan the agency's board approved this week. The state is giving RTD millions of dollars for the program that's aimed at getting drivers out of their cars to help reduce smog during the summer ozone season. The first version of the program last August led to a sizable bump up in ridership. President Joe Biden congratulated the 2023 graduating class of the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs yesterday. In his half-hour commencement address, Biden acknowledged the class of 23 cadets as the most diverse in the institution's history, with the highest number of both female and minority graduates.
That's why we're strong. That's why we're who we are. That's why we'll never give up. That's why.
This year's class also included the highest number of cadets selected to continue on to graduate school. The rest move on to pilot training or on to their assignments in either the Air Force or Space Force. And speaking of President Biden, he plans to address the nation later today following last night's bipartisan approval of legislation that raises the debt limit. The deal avoids a U.S. default that could have come as soon as Monday. CPR News and KRCC will bring you special coverage of Biden's speech tonight starting at 5. Listen right here or on the Colorado Public Radio app or at CPR.org. Again, that's at 5 o'clock on CPR News and KRCC. Thank you, as always, for supporting Colorado Public Radio and KRCC. Coming up next, it's Science Friday.